Thank you for purchasing the Cure-All Crystal Bundle from Mother Earth Healing Stones. Here we will cover the origins of our high vibration healing crystals, as well as how to use them. Here at Mother Earth Healing Stones, we take great pride in how our healing crystals are prepared. We charge them under a full moon while we sit hand in hand, chanting the Mother Earth mantra. This mantra allows us to channel the spiritual energy from the cosmos itself directly into our crystals. This instills them with the power to heal. The mantra goes as follows.
Fill us with your energy, dear Mother. Fill our souls with your blessed light. Let us gorge ourselves on your sweet nectar, so that we may be woke as fuck.
You would do well to memorize this mantra, as you will be needing it when you use your healing crystals. So now you know the origins of our crystals, and you're wondering how to begin the healing process. Start with the Monday crystal. Set it outside beneath the moonlight the night before. This is essential in making sure that the crystal has full charge. When you wake up on Monday morning, you must sit entirely nude with your crystal. Hold it in the palm of your hand, and as the light of the sun begins to warm you and the crystal, chant the Mother Earth mantra 5 times. This will get the crystal into a state of releasing its spiritual energy. Now you must rest on your knees and elbows, and slowly start to insert the healing crystal into your rectal cavity. Don't rush this, as you may rupture your anus. Nobody likes a bloody anus. Once the crystal is exactly 5 inches inside your rectum, you must situate yourself into a squatting position and again chant the Mother Earth mantra 5 times. Upon completion of chanting the mantra, you must expel the crystal from your anus by pushing it out as if you were passing a bowel movement. Once the crystal has been exhumed, you should begin to feel the healing energy course through your being. Repeat the process every day of the week, and by Sunday morning, you should rise from your bed being entirely woke as fuck.
This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
Welcome to Whispercast. Does kinda, that sound kind of weird?
Sounded like an echo, but...
Welcome. Is it because that's picking it up on Omni?
What's on cardioid? Try it again.
Welcome.
That's better.
Welcome to Whispercast.
Why we whisper?
Because kids are in bed.
This is NPR.
And it's very late. No, it's not. It's only 10 o'clock. No, it's not even 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's like 9:15 or something.
My parents don't know I'm here. I'm going to show up at their house and sleep. And eat all their breakfast cereal.
Oh, cereal's amazing.
Yeah, I've been starving myself.
Why?
Because of my new apartment.
Oh, yeah. You just don't go grocery shopping or you don't have...
I don't want to mess around with the kitchen.
Oh.
So I just go out to eat, like, every day.
Yeah.
It friggin' sucks.
It's expensive.
It can be. But I can manage for now. That wasn't me.
Wasn't me either. The Twilight Zone. What?
I was just looking and I can, like, see through the mic.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Anyway.
Well, I had some notes. Just got your text.
Oh, I'm here, by the way.
All right. Well.
Whispercast.
You don't have to be that quiet.
Well, I'm naturally kind of loud, so I'm trying my hardest to try to be a little bit quieter.
I hope it's...
So this is going to be the first podcast that it's all you, practically?
Perhaps.
Cake, perhaps. You know that song?
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay, yeah. I'd rather listen to Nugget.
Yeah, me too.
Shut the fuck.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, I was at work, and sometimes people write, like, just, like, vulgarity on the coupons. Like, I don't know, one of the ladies I work with came up, and she's kind of, like, holier-than-thou kind of attitude about everything, which is really annoying. Mm-hmm. But she, like, she said, oh, well, this coupon, somebody wrote the F-word on it. And I was like, oh, cool. She just, like, she said, like, yeah, they said it twice. They must really like that word. And she's like, I don't use it at my house. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying fuck. That's a free ticket to heaven, let me tell you. You know, like, it's a word, you know? Like, I can understand not using swear words if you want to use words that convey a deeper meaning, you know?
Yeah.
But they're words, you right. know? Because, like, I don't know. Not a big deal.
The way I see it is if you're not using them in, like, a way that is, like, attacking someone.
Yeah.
If I'm not causing harm to another person, like, by calling them swear words or
Wait,
just calling them names.
Are you saying words are violence?
They can be. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, there's worse words than fuck.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck you is not that bad.
Mm-mm.
Calling somebody an insufferable cunt, that's way worse than saying fuck you.
Yeah,
you know?
That's one, like, I steer clear of.
Right? yeah. It's silly.
My mom, she thinks faggot is a bad word. Like, swear.
No, that's offensive. That
you
is
think it is?
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh.
It became offensive.
Yeah, but it used to not.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm still in that mental state where, like, it's just kind of like saying, oh, you're stupid, oh, you're
right?
dumb.
Right, yeah, that's what it means to me, but I don't...
But nowadays,
it's
yeah,
kind of
it's
taken
definitely...
on, like, it's a... It didn't get to the level of the N-word, nothing will, but it's, like, in today's world,
yeah.
the same thing kind of happened
to the
word
I never say it, like, completely, I'll always say, oh, like, I'll stop being a fag,
yeah.
I'll abbreviate it. But every once in a while when it slips out and I'm in front of my mom, she thinks I just dropped the F-bomb. And my roommate JT jokes with me. He's like, oh, you just said the F-word.
Right.
When I say fag,
yeah.
you're fag.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely evolved.
Yeah. Same with, well, not quite retard. People still use retard.
I try to stop using that as well.
Yeah, as a derogatory term, yeah. It's,
I'll say, like, yeah. well, that's retarded, like Rick.
Right.
Remember when yeah. Rick went in that episode? What does he say? He's like, whoa,
I don't think we're supposed to use that word, Rick.
What? Why? I'm not offending, disparaging differently abled.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about if I were to use this Microsoft, it would have made me mentally retarded. So I don't think it's about the something or whatever. Well, that's retarded.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, using it to describe a thing is okay, but...
Yeah.
To attack a person, that's a little...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
at the same time, like, I feel like people are just losing their own spine, I guess.
Mm.
They're spineless nowadays.
Yeah.
They just need to grow a pair and, like, not be offended all the time. Like, I know I can recognize that words can lead to actions, but come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know very many people out there that are, like, verbally abusive.
Right.
But they exist.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just think that a lot of people are crying wolf about it.
Yeah.
On college campuses and whatnot.
All the shaming that goes on Twitter and Facebook.
My safe space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't, like... Yeah. I can understand a safe space, but, like, you don't need a designated safe space.
No.
You know what I mean?
Your safe space should be
your house.
Home.
Yeah.
Your house.
Go
that's
home.
It.
Yeah. Maybe your friend's house. Well, that's,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Your friend can still call you an insufferable cunt.
And
so.
Your friend could still have opposing views to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you going to save yourself from those views?
Yeah. There's no identity politics in friendship.
Right. That'd be like me saying, oh, I can't go over Chance's. He's got different views than me.
Doesn't believe in God.
I'm not safe there anymore.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I can't go over to the border because Mexico's Christian or Catholic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't go to Canada because they're French.
Right.
I can't go to Canada because they have free healthcare.
They have baguettes.
I can't stand the idea of free healthcare.
I really hope we get that in this nation.
It needs to be done correctly, though. I mean, it's very hard.
I don't think it can be done correctly, but I just think we're at the point where we just, like, there's no other... unless the government buys it, you know?
Like,
single payer. Because then there's just, we can't monopolize it. But
Never mind, I wasn't going to bring that up.
What?
Because I was going to talk about it, about somebody, but I'll have to do that off the mic.
Secrets are no fun.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah. Gossip, man. It's addictive.
Yeah.
It is, man. Yeah. It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
It is indeed.
Whisper cat.
So how you doing with lying?
I haven't interacted with enough people to actually say anything about it
yet. Yeah.
Let's see, though. I'm trying to think. The only person I can think of that I've talked to is my roommate or my landlord or the kid with cerebral palsy, which I don't lie to him. I just, like, nod my head and, like, let the conversation go and try to, like, walk into another room.
Yeah.
And then I, like, run away, kind of. What else, though? Yeah, lying's, I mean, I don't know. Nobody's asked me how you've been.
Yeah.
Really?
Have you been lying to yourself, though?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I've been telling myself. What have I been telling myself? I know there's probably something that I've been lying to myself about.
Yeah.
Probably my eating habits. You can do this. You don't need to eat and use the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I probably should. I'm going to start buying bread, jam. I already have a lot of peanut butter.
Mm. Staple.
Cereal, maybe. And milk. Yeah.
Yeah.
No bueno.
You're alive, so somewhat bueno.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got you this far.
Yeah. The other lie I've been telling myself is, okay, no more Christmas gifts. And then I go out and buy something.
Yeah.
I was like, I need these goggles. So I buy this freaking snow goggles so they don't fog up on me when I'm snowboarding.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I don't like using my dongle with my Google phone. Let's buy some Bluetooth headphones.
Yeah. So I got some for like $20. They weren't super expensive.
Oh, I freaking dropped some heavy cash because I justified it with my work gave me like $50 in Best Buy coupons.
Nice.
So we're just browsing around at Best Buy.
Yeah.
And I was like, might as well. $50 off of these. Okay.
Do you get the ones that just sit in your ear? Or are they on a cord?
They're like these. They go up over my head.
Oh, okay. Over the
ear. Noise canceling. Yeah. They're really nice. Yeah. They're in my car right now. I should have brought them in.
Gotcha.
Oh, well.
Damn. Those are pretty nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But, yeah. I hope that's the last gift I gift myself.
Yeah.
For Christmas. Even though it's already 2018.
Belated Christmas.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go buy a snowboard and bindings watch in the next month and a half, probably.
You need a New Year's gift.
Yeah. And then my Valentine's Day gift to myself.
Because
who knows if I'll be with somebody. I'll be with myself. You know, I heard a funny joke, actually, the other day. But I don't know if I should tell it. I think I should. It's pretty funny. It went something along the lines of, like, if a threesome is called... If sex with three people is called a threesome, sex with two people is called a twosome. Now I know why they call you handsome.
Nice.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I'm glad nobody calls me handsome. Nobody ever calls me that.
Yeah. I think you can, genuinely nice people. I'm pretty sure they jack off all the time.
Probably.
There's no built-up testosterone. No aggression.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is, man.
I already forgot. Somebody, we were talking about that the other day. I forgot. Oh, well. It was JT, but I don't remember the context.
Yeah. Well, I listened to the latest episode on the Duncan Trussell Family Hour. And it was about mostly, like, sex and, like, feelings of shame.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of opened my eyes to the polyamorous stuff a little bit. Still won't do it. Yeah. I understand it better. Like, it makes more sense, but I don't know. I'm still too selfish. I want my significant other's only source of pleasure to be me.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. I don't want you going out and explaining.
It's like one of those. It's like a friendship between a trio of girls. One of them is always going to be jealous of the other,
right.
No matter what.
Yeah.
In a pair of three, if there's two of them, they're fine. But if you get more than one, you get three in a group, one of them's going to feel left out, ignored.
Yeah.
You know.
And the reality of it is, it's not like it's their own. Like, jealousy is bred from your own insecurities.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you, what's the word? You kind of project your insecurity on
the other person. Oh, they're spending more time together. Oh, she's laughing at her jokes. Yeah. Or, oh, they look so happy without me.
Yep. It happens in relationships, too, though.
They must hate me.
Right? Yeah. Yep. Interesting shit.
So I went on another date with that girl.
Oh, yeah?
She called me up and was like, hey, are you hungry? And I was like, yeah, sure. I'm just at Best Buy with my roommate. Let me go drop him off. See ya.
Yeah.
And she wanted to go eat. And I was like, where do you want to go? And she's like, well, she started naming off places. And then she said Olive Garden. And I'm like, oh, no.
Never mention that place again.
I was like, do I bring it up? Or do I just go and, like, hope? So what ended up happening was I was like, I mentioned it briefly. I'm like, you know, I would prefer it if we didn't go to Olive Garden, but if you want to, I'll go.
Yeah.
And she said, what, why? And I was like, well, let's just say that I know somebody there that works there.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, okay. And she got the message.
Yeah.
And then we ended up going. So we actually did go to Olive Garden.
Wow.
Luckily, cross my fingers, hope to die. She wasn't working.
Nice.
So I just told one of the, I told our waitress to tell her. I asked her, hey, does she still work here? She's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, tell her hi from me, I guess. Because I was on the car ride over there. I was talking with my date, and I was just saying, you know, it'd probably be a good thing if I did actually see her to kind of, like, get some closure or something. You know? Just kind of get over the tension. I don't know. We don't really have tension. It's just, like, she just disappeared, you know?
Yeah.
Without saying anything. Just poof. Like, I'm going to leave your life.
Yeah.
And the life of my roommates and the life of everybody, right?
Ghosted, yeah.
So I was like, maybe it would be a good thing if I did run into her just by chance and just to say hi and, oh, how you doing? And then lie about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, I told the waitress, I'm like, yeah, just tell her I said hi. I don't care. And that was it. Lucky us. I didn't have to put myself through something awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life is full of awkward moments.
The funny thing is, we had leftovers, and I was going back to work Vivint the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up leaving my leftovers at her place in her fridge. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I'll just bring them to Vivint and put them in the fridge there, and you can have them when you go on your shift. I was like, that'd be perfect. So I get there, and she says somebody stole it out of the fridge. And I'm like, really? Again? Because I get that all the time.
Yeah.
They'll come up to me and be like, do you have access to the cameras? And the cleaning lady also came up to me and asked me if I had access to the cameras, because I guess her car was, like, broken into with a screwdriver.
Shit. Damn.
Her car was broken into with a screwdriver on, like, last Saturday.
Wow.
So I was like, no, they don't give me access to the cameras. The only people that do that are the higher-ups in Vivint. They actually, the only reason they have the cameras is to keep an eye on their employees, and they keep an eye on the security guards as well. They did an audit where they checked all the badges and, you know, see if you're actually doing your badges outside every hour or whatever. But I'm getting off track. So I'm just like, oh, that sucks. Like, whatever. And she's like, yeah, sorry. And she goes out to her car to warm it up. And all of a sudden she pulls up forward and brings it into the handicap stall. And I'm like, did she forget something or something? I don't know. She comes in and she's like, I'm sorry. The food was in my back seat.
Oh, man.
I mean, it was refrigerated because it was freezing outside and the car was cold. But I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because we just got done talking about, with the cleaning lady, how, oh, the people who steal food out of the fridge, you know, they're the worst. Like, they'll get what's coming to them. Right. What goes around comes around.
Yeah.
Whatever, right?
Yeah.
So after she leaves the second time, I go up to the cleaning lady and I'm like, in Spanish, I'm like, guess what? And she's like, what? Nobody stole the food. It was in her car. And she's just like, oh, man, that's funny. Great.
Damn. At least it's cold outside.
Yeah, and I got to eat my breadsticks in Olive Garden.
Nice.
I just reheat it. I had all the peppers, you know, those like green peppers.
Yeah,
what are they called?
Pepperoncini or whatever.
Yeah. And I had those because she doesn't like them.
Yeah. And I love those things, man.
Because we had the salad.
Yeah.
Those are really good. Oh, they're so good. Sometimes certain pizza places will actually give you them too. Mm-hmm. Like if you get pizza.
Put like a couple in there. I think that's Domino's.
I think you're right. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. They're the best.
I like getting like a jar, like they sell it at Costco or something, but it's like a jar of them, and I just
they're like vinegary, which is what makes them good.
But once you get to a certain point, it starts getting like unbearably spicy.
Oh, after you eat like four or five.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had three.
And once you get to that point, the only cure is to eat another one.
Right, because of the vinegar. You're like, oh, the sour. The
it only helps for like 10 seconds, so then you just have to keep going, or you just have to deal with just death.
Yeah, I got my spicy food handler's permit.
Okay.
Not literally.
I was like, what is that?
When I went to Mexico, I learned how to eat spicy food the correct way without harming myself. Because sometimes you'll put the pepper in your mouth and you'll chew it up.
Yeah.
But if you chew it up too long, it turns into like a mushy liquid. And when you swallow it, it coats the inside of your throat. So you got to like chew it up quick in your mouth.
Yeah.
But swallow it before you chew it up too much.
Yeah.
And you have to eat it with food as well.
Yeah.
So that it mixes with the food and then goes down in your stomach. And then it doesn't burn your throat. It burns your gut.
Yeah.
And your intestine and other parts.
Your anus.
So, yeah, I learned how to do that.
Yeah.
It's better than burning my throat.
Right.
And, like, suffocating, like...
It also depends on the food, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, wasabi, you're fine eating it, just don't let it touch the fucking roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
It's KO if that happens. Yeah.
Or when you get, what is it? Ribeye at Texas Roadhouse, and they give you strong horseradish.
Hmm.
They're like, do you want the, what do they say, the cream or the other one?
You a pussy or you a man?
I never get the cream. The cream is so gross. I always get the actual root.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they call it. I'm drawing a blank, but they say cream or regular, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I always get the regular. And that's the same thing with wasabi. If that, like, you put it on a piece of meat, put it in your mouth, and it's just like, your nose is like...
Put a tongue side, put it down on your tongue, and put it up.
Yeah.
It's counterintuitive. Well, yeah, it'll save you.
Oh, yeah. But it brings the juices out of it.
Yeah.
Same with the fish in wasabi. It's like, the ginger actually is, every time you switch rolls.
Yeah. So cleanses your palate.
If you're eating one, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You're eating one roll, eat a ginger root to move on to the next roll.
Yeah.
I just like putting the ginger root on top of the wasabi, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know, like. I know Japanese people are probably going to laugh their heads off at me.
Because we're white.
But I just like it. I enjoy it.
Yeah, the combo is pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes I like just putting the ginger right on a slice of sushi, popping it in.
Oh, when you roll it?
No, I just put it on top and just eat it.
What my technique is, I get the chopstick, I get a piece of wasabi, and I like smash it on the top.
Yeah.
Kind of like a pancake. And then I just grab like a small piece of ginger, not like too small, but just enough to cover the top, and then I just pop it in. That's my routine.
Yeah.
I don't really enjoy using soy sauce for some reason. It depends on the roll.
You have to do it very sparingly too.
Yeah.
The soy sauce can be very overbearing.
Because it just sucks it up and it's too much.
Yeah, just like tip.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Depends on the roll I use it too.
Yeah.
Because if it's wrapped in rice all the way around, I won't do it.
Mm.
But if it's a roll where there's rice on the bottom and fish over the top,
mm.
I know there's a specific term for it. But anyway.
Nigiri?
I think so, yeah. Then I'll dip the fish side in the soy so that the rice doesn't absorb it.
Yeah.
And that's perfect. Which is, I guess, the correct way to do it, maybe, I've heard. I don't know.
I think, yeah, I think you do, like, yeah, just let it swim a little, take a little dip. Yeah. Dip a fish toe. Dip a camel toe.
Yep.
I wanted to, damn it, I forgot to, I wanted to find out what the origin of the term pussy came from. Like, calling somebody a pussy. It's like, it's gotta be, like, misogynistic, like, women are pansies, that kind of thinking, but, you know what I mean?
Right. I don't know.
And, like, pussycat. Like, why did they call them pussycats? Like, I think that came from scaredy cat. So is that also misogynistic to say pussycat?
I don't know. I want to say that it's a... I'm just going out on a limb here. Is it, like, French in origin? Possibly?
I don't know. I could see a French guy saying puss.
Yeah.
The pussy.
Yeah, me too. That's why I thought of it. I don't know, though.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of stuff that I wonder and I never end up looking it up.
Yeah. There's just too much information.
Yeah, and
coming
and
at us all the time.
Google's constantly monitoring me anyway, so.
Right.
they monitor my YouTube search history, my Chrome search history, my
conversations.
Speech.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, like, if I unlock it and I go over here, it says stuff like Twitch, getting over it.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of those.
Yeah.
Speed runs,
yeah,
and just people getting pissed off about it.
The snake.
This one's talking about Xbox controller, Dan Harmon.
How's the fridge?
Jack White, Samsung's most exciting phone in years.
Yeah.
I've never searched anything on Samsung, but I've talked about at Best Buy the other day saying I should have got the Samsung phone.
Yeah.
So it's probably like projecting all this stuff for me.
Yeah.
Windows 10. Update floodgates. I did something where I was searching on Windows 10. I think it was, how do I transfer music from my computer to my Google phone without the USB? Because I didn't have it.
Mm.
You know, I didn't have this guy.
Yeah.
Or this one.
Yeah.
More Jack White, Facebook. That's, but yeah, I just have to swipe left and it'll show me stuff.
Yeah.
New stuff on that every time. And it usually has to do more with my YouTube search history than anything else.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, I see something, and I'm like, I didn't search that on YouTube or Google. So I'm, like, super suspicious that it's, like, listening to me, and that's how it found out.
They have the technology.
Oh, I know. It's totally doing it.
Yeah, somebody put a patent out for it. Maybe in, like, T-Mobile or something, but...
Yeah, it's totally doing it.
Yeah.
The other thing is I haven't set up that Google Home Mini yet, because I'm just, like...
Freaking
out. Okay, first of all, if I say, oh, hey, Google, my phone will go and come up.
Yeah.
Then the Google Home menu will come up. And if I'm using my new Bose headphones, because they have built-in Google Assistant,
oh, shit.
They'll connect to my phone and do the same thing.
Yeah.
So it'll just be like three things all coming up with Google.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm not going to deal with that right now. And my roommate has the other Pixel as well. I mean, my Pixel is registered to my voice, and his is registered to his voice. But like... If he says, okay, Google, his phone, the Google Mini, my headphones will all come up. If I say it, my phone, the Google Home Mini, and my headphones will all come up. It's just like, why?
Yeah.
I'm sure if they're connected, maybe they won't.
Hmm.
But I haven't tested it out yet because I'm just like, I don't want it.
Yeah.
I did test it with the headphones. When the headphones are on and connected through Bluetooth to my phone, if I say, hey, Google, it'll come up on my phone, but it's also connected to the sound in my headphones.
Mm-mm.
So...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's all dumb. I don't know how to use it yet. I don't really care to. I was telling JT when I was transferring all my music to my phone, I always liked to have my phone and my music separate. Like, I liked to have an MP3 player, like an iPod or an iPod Touch.
Yeah.
And then I'd like to keep my phone separate so that my phone would have more memory on it. It would have, I could take pictures with it,
right.
More pictures. More contacts, because contacts take up memory too.
Yeah.
More apps even. So I always like to keep them separate, because I always just had the iPod Touch that I could use with Bluetooth and aux cord, just anything I needed to listen to music.
Right.
So I would have that in one pocket, and then I'd have my phone in the other. But this is the first time I'm actually going to... I just got done transferring all of my music library over to this phone.
Yeah.
I found a way to recover it off my iPod, because
oh, nice.
it disappeared for a while. But I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Just kind of having to adapt in that way. Because the iPod's out the door, you know? They're suspending iPod touches, just iPods in general.
Yeah.
And iTunes is going away as well.
Really?
They're getting rid of iTunes and just using Apple Music or Apple whatever.
Huh.
So I actually, it was really funny because we were at Best Buy and we're like, hey, do you have any MP3s? Or not MP3s, MP3 players.
And the guy laughed at you.
And he kind of did.
Yeah.
I mean, we were like, you know, we know it's a stretch, but we're just curious if they're like still a thing.
Yeah.
And they're really not. They're going out the door. So I have to adapt because everybody else likes to have their phone.
Yeah.
I still have CDs. I bought a CD at Best Buy, too.
Yeah, I still listen to some CDs.
And we were going through some of the aisles, and there's like stereo stuff and stuff. You know, like people have stereos.
Yeah.
In their room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really popular in South America and stuff. And
like boom boxes,
Central America. Boom boxes, yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
They had boom boxes. And we were just like, who still uses CDs? Kind of jokingly, you know?
Yeah.
And then we were like, you know what? That's probably like what people really think. What's a CD?
Yeah.
What's a VHS?
Right.
You know? What's a cassette tape?
What's a floppy disk?
Yeah, that's the best one.
Yeah.
Isn't that the save icon?
Yeah, I've seen that meme as well, like all over. Some kid will be, that's the save icon.
Yeah.
No, it's an image of a floppy disk.
Yeah. Yes, it's a 3D printed save icon.
Yeah. I still remember what A-tracks are, just barely though.
Right.
Because we have a car sitting in my dad's garage that has an A-track player in it.
Wow. So, vintage.
I mean, he has like maybe 4 A-tracks.
Yeah.
But I know what it is. It was just the thing that came right before
32
cassette.
32 whole tracks.
It was the thing that came right before cassette tapes.
Yeah.
And VHS was the best one because, like, I think my little brother barely knows what they are.
Right. Be kind. Be kind and rewind.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And you have to return it to Blockbuster.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody had, like, their VHS player, and then they had, like, this separate
the rewinder
thing. Because it rewound it faster.
Yeah.
You shove it in, it's like, and then it's, like, over in, like, 30 seconds. But if you used the actual VHS player, depending on whether or not you were playing the movie while you did it, or if you would pause and do it, it would rewind 1 speed or 2 speed.
I remember that, man.
And you always had to, like, play every once in a while to see where it was at.
Yeah.
Nope, keep reminding. Oh, we're in the commercials now. We're in the trailers.
Yeah.
Forward.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the beginning. Now you just go to scene selection.
Well, now they put the trailers in before the DVD starts.
Yeah.
So you have to sit through them.
Sometimes, yeah. Before it gets to the menu is what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You can still skip them, but, like...
Barely.
Yeah. And you can't skip the FBI warnings and...
With that nobody reads?
Yeah. Yeah.
You will die if you copyright this.
Yeah.
We will search for you. You will never escape.
Yep. Liam Neeson will be all on your ass.
Yeah, it's Liam Neeson narrating the FBI warning.
Wearing a...
That would be a good intro.
Say FCC, but...
That would be a good intro to actually do. Just try to do your best impersonation of Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
FBI warning. I will find you.
And I will make you reset. Not reset. I can't fucking talk right now.
I don't even know what the FBI warnings say.
Like the unauthorized playing of this is like unlawful or whatever.
Yeah. The one that was really famous was the one that was like, you wouldn't steal a car. You remember that one?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Piracy is theft.
I looked it up because I was curious to see if it was true or if it was a rumor or not. And it was actually true. The song they used for that in the background, you know the one that goes.
No way.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And you can kind of hear it.
Yeah.
In your head. I don't know how it goes exactly, but it was pirated.
Oh my God. Or they used it without permission,
Yep.
Amateurs.
Yeah. They're like, let's make this anti-piracy ad.
Yeah.
But let's use this music and not give any credit to whoever made it.
Oh, I just saw something on Reddit about, like, there was some company that used a song of theirs for an advertisement, and they didn't ask for royalties or permission or whatever. So they sued him and they like donated all the money to charity or something. It was pretty cool, but I can't.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
The money they win in the lawsuit.
Yeah.
Instead of stuff in their pockets, just kind of like shove it off somewhere else where it's beneficial.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool, but didn't really do it justice because I don't remember the band name or
anything
what the company was that ripped them off. But oh well. Oh well.
I was trying to look up some pretty funny public domain stuff on that free music archive website you gave me. And I just tried to search for, like, the funniest stuff. One of them was, like, elevator music. And I couldn't find any. So I figured that would be the perfect one.
Yeah.
And then I did department store music. Nothing came up. I mean, stuff would come up, but it's not public domain. I had to do the filtered search.
Yeah.
So I was trying to find stuff like that, because I think it'd be funny.
Or like, I want to get, like,
a... Or, like, the old 80s or 90s kind of just music that they use in...
Like, just in like soft PowerPoint, rock.
PowerPoint stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But all I could use and all I could find was, like, old ragtime,
mm-hmm.
like, Cuphead-style music.
Yeah, I want to get, like, a MIDI keyboard and just make my own...
Have you seen
shove
that,
it up my
have you seen that movie called Hunt for the Wilder People? Or have you heard of it at all? I'd recommend looking it up and trying to watch it. But it's called Hunt for the Wilder People, and it's made by the same producer who worked on Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, okay.
Taika Waititi, I think. He's from New Zealand.
Okay.
He did the voice of Korg. You haven't seen Thor Ragnarok. I just realized that. Anyway, whatever.
I'm familiar with how he stepped in and kind of reworked everything, made it funnier. And,
yeah. So... Yeah. Korg was the, like, rock guy that looked like the Thing.
Oh, okay.
But he's not orange.
Right.
Anyway.
Very dry humor.
Yeah, he talks like a New Zealander. And, anyway, the Hunt for the Wilder People is about a little boy who is, like, part of the... He thinks he's a thug. He's, like, 13 years old.
Yeah.
And he dresses, like, with those weird hoodies with all the print on them and, like, baggy pants and the shoes and the hats. The snapback flat brim. I'm getting ahead of myself. He's a little fat kid, and he's the funniest because I guess in New Zealand, instead of saying thug life, they say skucks life. S-K-U-X or something like that. Skucks life. Oh, that's so skucks life. And he thinks he's all that. He gets pushed around from foster care to foster care, and eventually he ends up with his like last opportunity to move in with some people. And it's like this old lady and this old guy who live out in the middle of, like, they call it the bush. But the old lady has never been able to have kids of her own. And the old guy is kind of just like a hunter, kind of recluse guy.
Yeah.
So the wife adopts the kid. And, like, he's having a fun time with her and, like, actually enjoying himself. Because she treats him differently than, like, other people would have.
Right.
And he starts liking her. She does a song on a little keyboard. It goes dit 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 dit. And she plays it. It's called Ricky Baker. That's the kid's name for his birthday.
Gotcha.
And I wanted to try to use that for one of my intros, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't. It was copywritten or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's what reminded me of the movie. It's really good because the wife ends up dying. And the kid doesn't know what to do, so he goes out into the wilderness, the bush, to look for his uncle, is what he calls him.
Yeah.
And it's his adoptive father, foster care dad, or whatever. He calls him uncle, whatever. And then he finds him, and then they end up, like, trapped in the wilderness, and the foster care people hear about the death of his wife, and they come to take the kid away, but they think that the old guy has kidnapped him. So they start this giant, like, refugee search. Not refugee.
Like a manhunt.
A manhunt.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they were fugitives is the word I'm thinking of, not refugee.
Yeah.
They were fugitives on the run, and they think that he kidnapped the boy. So it's actually really funny.
That's great.
So it's pretty good.
Huh.
I watched it with my family a while back, and they liked it.
Yeah.
He gets a dog from his uncle, and he names it Tupac. Tupac the dog.
Wow.
I think that would be something I would consider naming my dog.
Yeah.
Just because it would be hilarious.
Yeah.
It's a good name for a dog.
Right.
I mean, it's a good name for a rapper, too.
Yeah.
But it's also a good name
was.
For a dog.
Was. Pay respects.
Yeah, you're right. Well, there's some people that think he's still alive. Yeah. So
with Michael Jackson. He's
the new Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah.
Tupac, is he alive or dead? He's both. Adele found. He's yeah, both yeah, states.
Yep.
What about
until
Michael,
observed?
What about Michael Jackson?
Oh, it was just the South Park thing.
Oh, like right.
The dead celebrities, Michael Jackson and Billy Mays. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to start telling people that Tupac is the new standard for Schrodinger's cat movie.
Yeah.
I forget what they call it. It's like particle theory or something like that.
Yeah, anyway. But just trying to observe the...
electron.
Yeah, made it change its position.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, crazy shit. Quantum physics will always astound me. I don't think I'm ever going to understand that. I think it's out there.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if my car's been ticketed outside of your house right now because I can't see it. It could have a ticket on it?
It could have. Well, it's not 10 yet, but...
Oh. Okay, then. Yeah. At 10 o'clock, I won't know if I have a ticket on my car.
It'd have to be, like, an asshole cop. Like,
right.
There's no snow.
I thought about
the streets aren't, like... Like, the reason they did it is because the curb was, like, so, yeah. But the street, there's no snow.
I thought about parking in your driveway next to your parents' car.
Mm.
And I was like, I think I'll be out of here before I get a ticket.
Yeah.
Because I didn't bring my computer down with me. It's up in Logan.
It's all good.
Plus, it's late enough that we probably wouldn't have played
Dota. And I'll have to, I'll have to get up early because they get up at, like, 7.
I have to get up pretty early myself, too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get up earlier than this, but the first thing I need to do in the day is get my hair cut tomorrow for my cousin at, like, 11, I think. So I'm going to get up at, like, 8, probably.
Yeah.
Lucky me. I get to sleep in an extra hour.
Right. Sometimes they sleep till 10, and that's, like...
the best.
Yeah. It's amazing. That's my favorite meme.
Oh, the guy the touching his face.
Yeah. It's so good.
JT, yeah. I finally got him. I didn't.
He found the way?
I didn't force it on him. Yes, he did. Because I was like, I was freaking all over it. I was showing him stuff on it, like left and right.
Yeah.
And then I stopped showing it to him for like 2 or 3 days. And just last night, I caught him watching a compilation or like an explanation from start to finish of what the new Know the Way meme was. Ugandan warrior Knuckles.
Yeah.
Do you know what I saw on my Snapchat? My cousin is at school up in Layton.
Yeah.
Yeah, Layton. Or is it? Yeah, it's Syracuse, Layton, whatever. It's the same area. You know, right there by Kaysville.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's posted something from his school. It was like they were watching The Office on a projector in their classroom, and he was doing a little story about that.
Yeah.
But off in the corner, I looked on the whiteboard, and I kid you not, some high school student drew the Knuckles with green marker. And it was like the dude.
Mouth open or mouth shut?
Yeah, it was mouth open.
Yes.
It was mouth open. Like,
that's the best. Yeah.
So.
That's, oh, man.
I hope it goes and lasts. They took over VR chat.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like. Did you ever watch the Internet Historian, the H. Habo one? Or the AIDS in the Pool?
Oh, he's done like 2 or 3 of them. I've seen one of them.
Anyway, they had like this online game where people could create avatars
right.
and play.
And they all did the afro.
They all did the afro black suit. Yeah. And then they're like, they would stand in front of the pool so nobody could get in.
Yeah.
And they said it was closed due to AIDS.
Yeah, yeah.
And then eventually they changed like the rules of the game so that you could actually walk through people. So that kind of destroyed it.
So then they started doing like swastika formations in the pool.
And other stuff, and they actually they closed like hotels in the United States.
And they like
as
called
well.
Them and say, "Yeah, they, you have they to would close
call,
the pool."
They would call the police, and they would call the hotel and say, "Like we're with so and so, and we're coming to check the levels of your pool."
Yeah,
and you know, it's just like what the
it's heck? Ridiculous.
And then everybody stopped playing that game, or at least enough people. Were driven away from it after the admins changed the rules and stuff, that it died down enough to where they could, on the anniversary of whatever, they could just join a massive wave of people signing up more accounts.
Yeah.
And it made a significant mark on that. I can't remember exactly. The Internet Historian video does a very good explanation.
Yeah.
So it's really funny if you watch it.
Oh, man.
He's pretty good, though, the internet historian.
Yeah,
he does his
research.
The stuff he covers is really, really clever.
Yeah, yeah. Just very well edited. And
yeah. I liked
the use of memes.
Me and JT, we were watching, like, all of his videos the other day.
Yeah.
So I've seen all of them now, yeah. Every single one. He only has, like,
even, like, 15. In the Field is, like, yep. Other one. Yeah. That's
oh,
not
no.
as good.
No, that's his other channel.
Yeah.
I haven't
yeah.
seen those yet.
They're not as
is
good.
Is that the one where he says, like,
it's like him and some other guy.
Incognito
yeah,
mode?
Yeah.
Is that the incognito mode one?
They're okay, but they're not, like, as... There's not as much content to
okay.
them. Yeah.
The one I thought was really funny was the Tumblr 4chan war.
I don't think I saw that one.
You should see it. It was good. It's all about how Tumblr is just, like, the feminists and stuff.
Yeah.
And one of them... They think that somebody disguised themselves from 4chan as a Tumblr user to kind of, like, poke... a prodding rod
yeah.
at 4chan, and then all the Tumblr people backed up behind him. I can't remember what it was initially, but basically they did something, and then 4chan retaliated
yeah.
and like just swarmed Tumblr with all of this hilarious anti-feminism
yeah.
stuff. It was
yeah.
pretty good. Ugh. And a lot of memes were made about Tumblr users having PTSD because of 4chan. one of them was a sign that said, "I need feminism because I have PTSD."
Yeah.
4chan gave me PTSD.
Yeah.
they went all out.
Yeah, 4chan does not fuck around, man.
Or poll. Or watch frogs.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's called poll. It's a Reddit 4chan subform for like political. I don't even know.
Mm.
But anyway, they call it POL for some reason.
Mm.
I think. Anyway, whatever. It's basically 4chan and Reddit and all those people that get together and try to find out, like, Shia LaBeouf. And they did the one on that news guy as well, that news reporter who, like, watched tentacle porn. And they just called him out and freaking wrecked his day.
That's hilarious.
Wrecked his day.
Yeah.
And then he tried to come up with some BS excuse saying that, like, no,
I was investigating.
No,
he said... We were doing research.
He said he was watching it with his kids and trying to show his wife. Yeah. Yeah. Look it up, man. He was on Tucker Carlson. I know who Tucker Carlson is, right?
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
pretty out there
yeah.
as in term of Fox News, but I enjoy some of the stuff Tucker Carlson says, but he just
yeah.
goes a little beyond what I'm comfortable with.
Yeah.
yeah. He's a little bit rude.
Yeah, yeah.
But every once in a while, there's a funny clip of him interviewing somebody or somebody just freaking out on him. And the news reporter guy was one of them. His
yeah.
name was, like, Kirk something.
Yeah.
That was another good one. If you go watch the Tucker Carlson one, the interview,
yeah.
where it's the full clip, if you read in the comments, a ton of them will say, "Internet historian brought me here." You know?
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
I like watching a lot of Bering as well. You know, the bear. Bering. B-E-A-R-I-N-G.
Mm-mm.
He's, I think he's Aussie.
Huh.
Australian.
Yeah.
But, he does a lot of those things, making fun of YouTubers, making fun of, feminism and stuff. And
yeah.
just kind of makes those criticism videos, you know. They're pretty funny, too.
Hmm.
That's it. That's all I got for YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I'm just ranting stuff off now.
Well, that story about the, what is it, the Wilder?
The Hunt for the
Hunt
Wilder
for
People.
Hunt for the Wilder People, okay.
They say Wilder People because I guess they're comparing themselves to wildebeest.
Oh, okay.
At one point he reads something in a book about wildebeests, so he calls them the Wilder People.
Okay.
I think it was wildebeest.
Huh.
Wilder People.
There are wildebeests in New Zealand?
No.
Oh, okay.
He read it in, like, a book or something.
Okay. Yeah, I thought they were indigenous to Africa or something, but...
I don't remember the tie, but it was really not. It was really clever and really good.
Mm.
Now I forget. Crap.
Well, anyways.
Yeah, whatever.
The, just, like, the, role of a parent, I guess.
Maybe it was wilderness.
Wilderness.
Maybe it was wilderness, and they said, "We're the wilder people." I don't know. Whatever. Mm. Keep going.
Yeah.
Parent.
Yeah, just, like... I don't know. When I was married, it was like I just had to. I felt like I had to play the role of a dad. You know, like I wasn't. I don't know. I just couldn't like
the role that you perceived.
exactly.
That a dad had to be.
Yeah, like, I couldn't be as, like, show, like, physical affection to the kids, and, like I had to be, like, this stark, like, justice-y figure, you know? And, like, as soon as she left, it just, like, totally, like, role reversal. Like, it's just, like, I don't know, I felt like it was, I couldn't do it around my wife, like, I couldn't be, like, affectionate or something, like, it wouldn't, I don't know, it was really weird, yeah. And, yeah, super weird. But now it's like, that's not even...
Yeah.
Like, I love the shit out of those kids, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's... I hug them and kiss them all the time, you know? It's like, it's just... I don't know. It was really weird. But, like, I felt like I was, like, forced to. It was really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean it when I say this. You're definitely one of the examples of the kind of father I would like to be one day.
Yeah. I appreciate that, man.
I have people that... I look at them and I'm like, man, they got it going right. They got something figured out.
Well, it's like... I hear that a lot, not to, like, brag.
Right.
But it's like I'm just being a parent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing my job. Like, I hear these stories of, like, absent fathers, and it's like I don't even... Like, it doesn't even... I can't even conceive how somebody can act that way to their children, mm-hmm. you know? Like, that's... It just doesn't make sense. It's weird. But not to, like, diminish what you're saying. Like, that means a lot.
No, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah.
And a lot of people agree with me, too, that have... My mom, especially, mm-hmm. she's like, wow, his kids are awesome. I hope that the dog didn't scar Logan for life.
I'm sure he's totally forgot about it. Yeah.
That dumb dog.
Dogs be dog, man.
Well, that dog has Chihuahua in her.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
It's not about the size of the dog. Dog in the fight. It's about the size of the fight and the dog.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And that dog has a pretty big fight size in it.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, there's something about small dogs. They just get, like, they're so aggressive.
Yeah.
It's weird.
You know, I've had a very strong desire to get a dog recently, but I'm just like, I've been having to hold off for a long time.
Yeah.
Because where I'm living, there's no way I could get away with it.
Yeah.
And I don't have enough time to dedicate to it.
Right.
But I would really like, just the idea.
Just a companion.
Yeah. I'm lonely.
Yeah.
I need affection. I need somebody to love me.
Yeah. I heard somewhere that, like, dogs have been, like, so inbred over the years that it's, like, it's seriously, like a kind of what we would consider a mental handicap most dogs have. That's why they're just, like, so, like, loving to you, you know? Like, they're dependent on you. They really are, you know? Like,
they have skewed very far from their...
Origins
of, like, what, a wolf?
Yeah.
In nature, their carnal instinct, they've steered ruthless. Way far away from that.
Yeah.
You can't really compare the two.
Mm-mm.
I mean... The comparison is there. Some people have half wolf, half
huskies. I think is
breed, yeah. But I don't think you're allowed to have an actual wolf, are you?
No.
In some places, you can. I think
maybe like Siberia
or like Alaska. I think.
Yeah, maybe Texas. Texas anyway. Has like no rules.
Yeah. Some people have pet badgers.
Really?
And pet raccoons.
Jeez.
And pet skunks.
Skunks, I could see.
You have to get them
debagged or
bagged
whatever.
Or whatever, yeah.
Teabag them.
You get them fixed so that they don't have their anal gland.
Yeah. But badgers and raccoons are so vicious.
Yeah, I just feel like that's playing
a
little
too... It's a death wish. Yeah.
You have to have a certain permit is what it is for raccoon, if I remember right.
And a leather face.
Yeah, no kidding.
It'll claw your flesh right off, man.
It depends on the... Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's kind of dangerous. It's an iffy territory, because they can be one way 1 minute, and then they can just go freaking animal on you.
Yeah, they're still feral, they haven't been domesticated, like they're...
Not entirely.
Yeah.
I want to say, one of the things I was looking up and saw and came across was the only animal that they can't domesticate, which I'm sure there are others as well, but the one that they claim they can't domesticate to any degree... is like a jaguar. Black jaguar, or is it panther, maybe? One of the two.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't domesticate those in the sense of, even in the zoo, they're dangerous.
Interesting.
Because, like, you know, you've seen videos of guys in, like, Africa that release lions into the wild. Mm. And then, like, 2 or 3 years later, they return and, like, the lion comes up and, like, hugs them.
Right.
So,
and snaps their neck.
Yeah, and off the camera. cut the tape. But no, you get what I'm saying, right? Yeah, and then people have domesticated, like, monkeys and stuff, but you hear the freak stories about monkeys, like, ripping your face off as well. So it's like, it's like a contrast. There's certain degrees of domestication.
Right.
A dog, domesticated dog, is different than a domesticated monkey, raccoon, badger, lion, or panther.
Yeah.
It's all, like, on a spectrum.
Hmm.
I think that cats, even, like, domesticated cats are still not...
Still assholes, man.
Yeah, they're still freaking...
Yeah.
Independent.
They understand human commands, they just don't care enough to...
Right.
To follow them. Yeah.
They're like, this guy's nice enough to feed me.
Right.
That's still the reason I'm sticking around.
Yeah. Yeah, they pretty much see you as a lesser, like you're serving them, like you're a servant, you're not a master.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say something about that, too. They actually identify us with, like, as a kitten.
Yeah. Like a lesser cat.
Something like that. There was a study or whatever. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Stupid cat.
I wonder if that's why the Egyptians kind of worshipped them in a way. So they, like, didn't give a shit.
That's probably why cats think they're better than us, is because the Egyptians worshipped them. They freaking gave them the idea, and they've just held on to it.
Yeah. Ugh. Worse than white supremacists.
Yeah. Cats are the real racists. Cats are the real bigots. Cats are bigoted. I hate cats. I mean, kittens are alright. But once they start getting into that stage where the cat is like just a total jerk, I want to freaking beat it.
Right.
I'm just like, what the heck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not abusive in any way. I just say that, you know, like I just get like get like tense or frustrated.
You would die without me.
You know, you're like,
maybe
if I could, you know? I'm booting you with my foot in my head.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the thought.
Yeah.
I'm skinning you, but I won't.
I'm sending subliminal messages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If only you could see what I'm thinking.
Then you'd stop being such a little shit.
Yeah.
Stop shoving your asshole in my face.
My mom does that in traffic. She has imaginary wrecking balls come flying in from the left and right of the road and, like, knock the car out of the way in front of her. She's just like, man, I wish that would happen sometimes. And I'm just like, you freaking kill these people with a wrecking ball.
I'm sure if it really did happen, she'd be like,
yeah. No, I know, but she just says
freak
that
out.
When she's stuck behind some freaking weirdo.
Dumbass trying to get into the next lane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hate that. That's the worst. Like, when you're on the freeway, there's, like, nobody behind you, and some guy, like, speeds up to get in front of you, and then he gets in front of you and slows down so he can get off. It's like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Couldn't get in behind me?
I kid you not. Exactly what you just said happened to me right there by the prison.
Yeah.
Well, I was getting off at the prison, so a little bit before, between Shields and that exit.
Yeah.
This truck was coming up behind me, and he was, like, driving behind me, and there was a car in front of me. Mm. So I was kind of sandwiched, but he was freaking on my balls.
And
he's pushing me, and the time that I thought about lane changing, and I actually had an opportunity, because there was a car next to me that was slowing down like this, I started to, but... He couldn't even get over yet, but he inched his way between me and the car on the right.
Yeah.
And he just freaking, whoosh! He cut across this lane, that lane, and another. So three lanes.
Oh my God.
Just in a diagonal direction. Just freaking speeds up as fast as he can. I'm going like 75. 80.
Yeah.
He's going like 95. Just whoosh, cuts straight across three lanes of traffic and... And he doesn't get off that exit, but...
Tries to weave through traffic
like,
to get
in
front of you.
After, like, 2 minutes, he gets off on that exit.
Mm.
Like, two or three after.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, why were you in this far left lane to begin with?
Right. Yeah.
I started merging over after Shields.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I know that my exit's coming up.
Yeah.
Like, let's start getting over.
I try to stay out of the left lane now. I'm just like, middle lane's where it's at, man.
Yeah.
That's,
I kind of like the left lane only when I'm...
Late.
Coming from Logan.
Oh, yeah.
Going back to Logan.
I'll stay between the left lane and the middle. I'll go back between the two.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you get in the left lane, somebody's going super slow, and then you pass them on the right. And then I'll usually try to stay in this lane because I want to keep this lane open.
Yeah, for that's people legally what you're supposed to do. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if I'm going fast and like I come up on somebody, I'll move into that lane again, pass them on the left, and then move over to the right unless there's a ton of cars on the right lane.
Yeah, yeah.
Silly goose. My parents, they're talking about it every day about how bad drivers are now. Just because they see it. I mean, they've seen it their whole lives, but I think it's progressively getting worse. The standards that other drivers' ed schools have for passing and failing their students they're lowering the bar.
Yeah.
And my dad, the other day, he said that he felt bad for failing a girl, but he knew he did the right thing, and it was because she was at a stop sign, and it was a two-way stop, not a one-way, four-way stop, and she was turning right, but the car that was coming down the street was slowing down to turn left across from her.
Yeah.
So she just was like, oh, I'm gonna go.
Oh.
But she didn't see that there was a car like behind him
right
coming, and she started to go out, and my dad said that's kind of one of those pass or fail moments at a stop sign, because that's like a life or death.
Yeah.
She gets freaking T-boned if that happens. Yeah. Driver.
Yeah.
So he's like, I felt bad, but she did everything else perfect. And I told her that when I failed her, I was like, you would have passed if you just had known that car was there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, at least I'm glad you're doing that, because he failed another kid, and I think I talked about this like 10 or 20 episodes ago. But a kid, a young boy, failed at my dad's because he didn't know how to parallel park. He didn't know how to do like 5 or 6 things that he was supposed to do in the actual road test. And my dad asked him before, like, are you prepared? Are you ready? And he's like, yeah. And his dad dropped him off or whatever. Anyway, he fails. And then my dad goes through every little point with him very in detail. You need to practice this, this, and this, and this, and this. And the kid's like, oh. And he was just like kind of surprised. Anyway, he leaves. About like 15 to 20 minutes later, an angry father comes in, running in the door, and says, I can't even remember the conversation. It was so long ago. Anyway, angry father starts yelling at my dad. My dad very calmly says, you can come talk to me when you're calm.
Yeah.
When you can come talk to me when...
You can be civil.
You can be... Yeah, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes the guy even more mad. Right. He just leaves. And apparently you're not allowed to take another road test until 24 hours have passed. But for some reason... This dad drives his son up into Salt Lake to some place that does a driver's exam.
Yeah.
And they pass him.
Wow.
And my dad was a little surprised, because he's like, well, first of all, he passed because of what I told him in detail he needed to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Second of all, he needed to wait 24 hours. So they called like the somebody at the DMV that's like over the whole thing.
Right.
Anyway, they call the people that they're supposed to call. And they're like, hey, how did this...
Blacklist this bitch.
Yeah, how the frick did this kid get through? He's supposed to be, whatever, on a 24-hour ban or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was some new intern on the phone or something stupid. And she was just like, I don't know, we'll look into it. And then she never did anything. Anyway, it was just really bad.
Yeah.
And it's the state of Utah that needs to regulate that better. The state of Utah is passing people through their system without really checking any of their stuff. So now that kid is out on the road. I mean, I'm sure he's a better driver because of what my dad told him.
Right.
But if you have a standard that you have to wait 24 hours in the state of Utah to take another driver exam, enforce it.
Yeah.
Why is it there in the first place?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's weird.
So... There's a lot of people slipping through the system that are not prepared to be on the roads.
Yeah.
More now than ever.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just, like, scared of teenage drivers. Like,
I'm scared of
they're just fearless,
in
man.
Logan as well, because college-age students Logan, Utah, it's actually pretty bad.
Yeah.
I have to anticipate when I'm making a right-hand turn, if somebody across from me at the light is making a left-hand turn into the left lane or into the lane I'm about to take a right-hand turn into. So if I turn right and the person across from me was turning left, but doesn't turn into the proper lane, they could hit into the back end of me or,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
They're supposed to turn left.
There's two into lanes.
Into the left lane.
Yeah.
But so many people will skip over that left lane and go into the right lane.
It's ridiculous.
So I'm super cautious now when I'm making turns like that.
Yeah.
As well as when I'm in the left lane going down Main Street and there's the median lane.
Mm-hmm.
People will merge out into the median lane, but sometimes they won't merge into the median lane. They'll just come out right in front of you in the left lane.
Yeah, yeah.
And so me and my roommate, JT, we're always talking about how we're always catching each other. I think he catches me more than I catch him, but he's like, careful, you're this. Oh, careful. Yeah. I don't know if he's just more paranoid than I am, but when he does stuff like that, it kind of catches me off guard, and I have to, like, tense up.
Oh, shit, what? Yeah.
I'm like, I was watching, I saw them.
Yeah.
But a couple of times he actually has caught me. Mm. But yeah, it sucks driving in Logan.
Yeah.
There's so many psychopaths.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of them are, they're definitely the college students.
I think, man.
But it's also farm country people that are kind of just more relaxed, slow drivers that kind of just take their time. And sometimes they won't signal when they lane change because that's what they're used to.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, gotta learn how to do that.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like a lot of it is just this information age, social media, and just like, everything's just so, you gotta stream it, it's gotta be right now, right in your face, all the time, constant. So it's like, if you're driving, you don't want to spend time doing it, you know, you just want to go,
be there,
yeah.
That, you just reminded me of something that I've been avoiding for the past 6 months, and I've been very good about it. I won't even stop at a light to check my phone anymore.
Hmm.
I will, I used to stop at red lights, and if I had a text or something, I would pull it out and look at it.
Yeah.
And then if somebody's in the car with me, I'll have them reply, or I'll just use the voice command, send a text to Chance saying this, or just pop it up and say what it needs to, voice to text. I've stopped doing that, unless it's like a special thing. Like I did it a little bit just when I got to Shields. Mm. That's when I texted you saying, I'm on my way up from the Draper. And then I put my phone back on airplane mode.
Yeah.
But ever since I've started stopping doing that, I've gotten a lot better at it, and I don't even pay attention to my phone in the car anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
At lights, I look around me, on my left and my right, probably 80% of the time the person is on their phone.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I'm going down the street as well, and I'm like either on the right or left lane passing somebody, I'll look over and they're like this with one hand on the wheel, kind of...
Right? Do you realize what you're doing?
Doing the glance,
you're in
like
a two-ton killing machine.
Yeah.
Pay attention, motherfucker.
I don't like that.
Oh, yeah.
And that was something I had a problem with that I've been actually solving on my own. I'm actually pretty proud of myself. Maybe I should put that in my list of accomplishments.
Yeah. Slap it on your resume.
Not really, but my honorary.
That's good, though. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it was something that I was like, you know, I'm not going to do it at stoplights even anymore. That was just a decision I made one day, and I've been sticking to it fairly well.
Yeah. Bluetooth in my car saved me for that, like, because I can just have music playing if somebody calls me.
Yeah.
I just push a button on my steering wheel, but I don't really check my phone. I mean, sometimes I do, but it's rare.
I should connect my phone to the Bluetooth more now that I have music on it.
Mm.
But before, I always had the Bluetooth connected to my iPod.
Oh,
so I never liked to connect my phone to it because I was like, well, who cares? If somebody calls, I'll just turn the volume down. Answer the phone, hold it up to my ear.
Yeah.
I don't see phone calls as distracting as texting.
Yeah.
But they still can be.
Well, it's because it's not that, like, you're doing this. It's that you're thinking about the conversation. And that's where... So, yeah, they're still kind of bad, but not as, like, taking your eyes off the road to look at a text. Yeah.
So I'll hold my phone up to my ear like this and drive fine because I'm still, like, eyes on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I had both hands on the steering wheel, that'd be a little bit better. Mm. So maybe I should start... Well, now that I have my phone, music on my phone.
I pretty much never have two hands on the steering wheel. I can't. I don't know why. I have to switch off.
And I don't really have mine on 10 and 2 ever. I'll have mine like down here, or one up here, or one up there. Yeah. I do the same thing.
It's like if it's like heavy traffic, then I'm like, oh shit mode, both hands on the steering wheel.
But yeah.
Yeah. Most of the time it's just one hand. Yeah.
It's stupid. I just have noticed an immense... I'm curious to look at the demographics of population in Utah over the past 7 years since we were in high school. Because in high school, I remember driving around, and it's nothing comparable to driving around now.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, that's just, you know, population growth. But people are coming here from California.
Yeah, it was it was an aftermath from that last, whatever it was, the housing crisis thing that made the economy drop a little bit. Utah was doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
So big businesses
moved here.
Kind of, yeah, like Adobe came. That was a big one. Amazon just opened a big facility here.
That's something I'm very curious to look into, actually, because I want to see how much Utah has grown in the past, 7 years?
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I'd definitely say the freeway seems to be a much bigger hassle now.
It's worse than it was.
Dread rush hour now.
Even this commuter lane, or this SR-92 in front of Smith's,
right,
going out to the freeway, that's gotten worse.
Yeah.
It used to not be that bad.
Yeah.
The freaking underpass in Lehigh over there by the Maverick and, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Going straight over by the outlets and under the freeway.
Yeah, yeah.
That area is the worst. Don't care what time of day it is.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
It took me 30 minutes to get from one side of the freeway to the other.
Yeah.
In like a mile.
Yeah. I mean, it's still not as bad as LA traffic, but.
It probably isn't.
It's understandable.
I don't care about LA.
Yeah.
I care about Utah.
Yeah. I could never live in LA, man.
Me neither.
No way. No way.
But yeah,
like, California's cool. I just don't want to live in a big city like that.
Yeah.
Your life expectancy goes down like 10 years.
Yeah, I know.
Just because of all the pollution and.
And all the drive-bys. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I just don't like the traffic here. That's one thing I do like about being up in Logan is it's not that bad.
Mm. Yeah.
But it is at the same time bad.
Because at certain times. Oh, because the roads are smaller too, huh?
The roads are smaller and Main Street at certain times is bad. But in general, I feel like a lot more calm kind of peace up there because it's just like country.
Yeah. Yeah. Less cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Less city traffic. There's like a mall, but it's not, you can't even call it a mall. It's a freaking whatever. Yeah. Anyway, there's just no big buildings, no nothing. It's kind of just like houses and cows.
And college kids.
Yeah, and the college campus.
Yeah.
Which is, I like it up there. You don't see like the big area like by Costco. You don't see any of that.
Mm.
You don't see any Salt Lake Valley stuff, you know?
Mm.
It's all kind of just open.
Yeah. Mm.
It's good.
It's good. It's real good. Ah, my nose.
Sounds like a waterfall.
I know, right? That's gotta be my computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way around it. Unless I get one of those, recording things that are like a foam background thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, put it right here. That might cancel it, but.
Dude, it's a lot quieter than my laptop.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
My laptop's been doing this really weird thing where, like, in the middle of the night, even if it's, it's not off all the way, but
in
sleep mode, I'll close it as well.
I don't know where.
All of a sudden, I'll just, come on, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So now I've actually been shutting it down 100% when I am done with it.
Yeah.
Right now, it's shut down because it woke me up a couple times in JT. That's why I said that in the last intro. Make sure to buy yourself a fan with really loud so it wakes your freaking roommate up. Can't wait for a new computer. New house, even. That's going to be my favorite thing. I'm going to hold off on the computer parts until probably summer because why get it now? It's just going to be here in Alpine.
Yeah.
Just like my TV.
It'll just be a distraction.
And it's just a distraction during the school year.
Yeah, yeah.
So for now, I've limited myself to Dota on the weekends, and
yeah,
there's really nothing to do right now in Logan, because it's kind of like winter. We snowboard.
Winter is coming.
We eat out, and yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot more summer activities to do in Logan than there are in winter.
Yeah.
Which was kind of hard coming up with a couple of date ideas, because
right.
I don't know what I'm freaking going to do. It's hard because her schedule, she gets out late at work, too. Yeah. But, I'll work around it somehow.
Yeah, I hate that, like, you just have to, like, you have to have something to do. You know what I mean? Like, you just can't, like, hang out.
We could. I mean, yeah. I'm not opposed to it, but I feel like...
It's frowned upon.
Even just hanging out, like, you gotta do something.
Yeah. If you just go watch Netflix, he's gonna think you just wanna fuck.
Right, and yeah. I don't have a Netflix account, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I have a Showbox account, which
yeah.
is better.
Yeah, except for the ads.
Yeah, the ads.
Stupid.
They're not that bad, actually, on Showbox.
They're frustrating.
But I don't even have my HDMI cable, so I couldn't watch Showbox yeah. if I wanted to. Plus, we don't have a TV.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
I feel very embarrassed to bring people over to my house. I don't even want to.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, I talked about it already. I'd be mortified if they asked me to use the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. Just go outside.
In its current state.
Yeah, right.
But surprisingly, when I used the bathroom at Best Buy the other day, I came back out and I told JT, maybe I should have waited till we got home because that our bathroom is better than the Best Buy bathroom.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, so at least we're better than them.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a shocker.
Better than Best Buy.
I said going into the bathroom, I need to go to the bathroom here because I don't want to go back home.
Yeah.
And then I come out and I'm like, I should have waited till we went home.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's just the problem. We have a TV. It's just not worth sitting in there. There's not much to do at our place.
Mm.
So we spend most of our time up on campus at the library or something.
Yeah.
Just away. Yeah. It's temporary. I just keep telling myself that it's temporary. It's just because Logan City threw you out of your old place.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it is what it is, and you get what you get. Don't throw a fit.
Yep. Well, I wanted to talk about happiness.
That was one of my favorite episodes last time we did that. It was like episode 6.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I remember you listened to it.
But like,
not that I'm advertising you listen to episode 6. You should probably go check it out.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's 6. I don't remember.
Yeah. There was one.
It's the one with the smiley faces.
Yeah. One's smiling, one's frowning.
Yeah.
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 But on this last Duncan Trussell Family Hour podcast I listened to, they were talking about, like, consciousness and just, like, they're saying something like, like, be aware of yourself and say, like, ask yourself, are you happy? And I've always disliked that. Like, just asking, are you happy? You know, like, it's... I mean, it's a start, but it's... I think a better question is, are you here? Like, are you present?
You have to experience everything, not just happiness.
Right, yeah. Like...
Take it all in.
There's a fine line between depression...
Yeah.
...and normal suffering. You know, just it's a part of life. You know,
you gotta experience it all.
The wide range of emotions. You know,
enjoy every piece of it.
Yeah.
It's like the Inside Out movie when they say sadness.
Well, not even enjoy, but appreciate.
Yeah,
just
experience it.
Yeah,
right. Live it.
Yeah,
do it.
Yeah,
was that Nike? What does Nike say?
Just
do it.
Do it.
Your dreams come true.
It all comes back to Shia.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. But yeah, like if...
Quindu.
If you ask yourself, are you happy, it's like the only thing keeping you from being happy is yourself, you know? Like, I feel like saying, like, are you happy? What's
going to
make you happy? You're like reflecting it off of you. Like, you're looking at... to blame other things, like, oh, I have to cut this out of my life.
Happiness has to come approach you.
Yeah.
But
it's more, well, I mean, like, you're never as happy as you are than when you're, like, trying to make others happy.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's, I don't know. You have to be in that frame of mind of
you can be happy in a variety of circumstances and situations. You could be down on your luck.
Yeah.
But still be happy. You could be... living the dream and be happy.
Yeah.
You know? It's attitude.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, I like asking, are you here? Are you present? Because it's like...
Are you living?
Yeah. Because normally when you're not happy, it's because you're caught up on something. Like, you're thinking about something that you can't change anyway. So if you ask, are you present? Well, no, I'm thinking about this. Well, why are you thinking about that? Well, because I don't want it to go this way. Well, if you just thinking about it, it's not going to change it, you know? Like, ask yourself, what can I do right now to affect
this?
Live
in the now.
Yeah. And if you can't affect it right now, then what's the point of thinking about it, you know? Like, if you have something you can work on right now that'll help the after, help when you get to that point, then sure, focus on that. But don't just sit there and ruminate over, oh my God, I can't, this deadline, I'm freaking out. Like, yeah, just be here. You know, you're driving.
Good. It's good to plan.
You're driving right now. Look at the road.
Yeah. It's good to plan for the future, but why make a plan to do something tomorrow when you could start it today?
Exactly.
Kind of thing. I think I get where you're going.
Yeah, and if you can't start it today, then why are you
just don't worry about it.
Your phone? You're fucking driving, you know? Like, just focus. Yeah.
I like that. That was a good one. That might have been a good thing to stop on.
Maybe. I don't know. We've probably been over an hour. I can check real quick.
I'm pretty sure we are.
Yeah. I think we started like 9, 10 or something.
Okay, bye. Have a good time.
Have a beautiful time.
Have a beautiful time. See you next week.
Oh yeah, we're almost at 1:30.
Bye.
Hello, sweet listener. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, you could leave us a like on our Facebook page at Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goats segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down to the deepest part of your being, grab your goat by the beard and just yank him out of your soul. We'll try to help you get your goat back so you can hold on to it. Because that really is what matters most in life, you know? So just send those things that really make you upset to holdyourgoats@gmail.com.